Hello and welcome to today's card reading. So today I've got a tarot card and an oracle card. I'm still doing the tattoo tarot one because I quite like that. And the Work Your Like Magic deck. So we have the Three of Swords and Answer the Call. Now the Three of Swords is not always the happiest card to receive. It's never the happiest card to receive in a reading. And this is about disruption, incompatibility, heartache, distance, absence, alienation, unrest, confusion, loss of bearings, loss of moral compass, resolving a moral dilemma, not being very happy, no pain, no gain, apparently, right? So in the Rider Waite deck, this is about heartache, because It's got the heart with three swords sticking in it with some rain clouds behind it. But next to it, you have the card Answer the Call. And it's, what is your soul calling you to do? Your guidance is divinely guided. You are being called to answer the call of your soul. This might be scary. It might not make sense. But if you trust your soul's yearnings, you will live a life beyond what your mind could possibly imagine. Answering your soul's call is not a one-time thing. Rather a lifelong dance. Deep down, you already know what you long for, what your soul yearns for. Whatever you are called to do, this is your calling. Don't overthink it. Don't wait for permission. Just say yes. Most people are waiting for a step-by-step plan before they take the first step. But intuition doesn't work like that. It takes faith and courage to answer the calls of your soul. And that's what most people don't do. But you are not most people. You are exactly in the right place to answer your calling now. You don't need to know the whole plan. You don't even need to know where it's leading. You just need to know the next step. No one has ever had time to complete the perfect plan. There is no end to destinations. There is no right or wrong way to do it, as you do not need permission from anyone. Sometimes more resistance we have around answering our soul calling, the more important it is for our soul's growth. So what's your soul calling you to do? So when you've got the Three of Swords, which is about heartache, unhappiness, sadness, and these kind of things, it's your soul telling you something. It's saying, look, you want to be doing something with yourself. What is it? What is it that would truly make you happy? You know, some of the things that we think of materialistically are just, they're just pieces that make us temporarily happy, like you eat a chocolate bar and then once it's done, right? What is the long-term goal? What do you want out of your life? It's yours to live. It's you know, you're the one that creates your own existence through your thoughts and your processes of those thoughts, right? There is no right or wrong way to answer that what you want, because what you want compared to what somebody else wants can always be completely different. Do you want to be Instagram famous? Do you want to be just left alone in a cabin in the woods? Where are you going with what you want? Are you pointing yourself in the right direction? Have a good think about what is causing any sort of trouble or trauma in your life. Don't focus too much on the past, being in the present. Focus on the here and now and what you can do. This isn't a time for movement. It's more of a time for reevaluation before you step forward. Because if you're going to answer your soul's call, you kind of need to know what your soul is calling for, rather than just jumping to assumptions and conclusions and leading yourself down the wrong path. But like the card said, there are no wrong paths, because every path is a learning experience. So whatever it is you feel like you should be doing right now, you probably should be. All right, I'll be back tomorrow with another card, and I hope you've enjoyed this reading. Bye.